We are continuing to learn from the life of this great leader called Moses. And we have seen so far that he clearly had a task, but that task had been given by God. He did not just create it for himself. He had a mission, but that mission had been given by God. Number two, that he had done a proper assessment of himself and knew he, on his own, was not equal to the task, though he desperately told God to understand his position. But that thirdly, that God told him it's not him on his own. God himself would be available to assist him and assured him of success at the end of the journey, because he then would have had the opportunity to worship the Lord after the task had been done. And in the process, we are learning that it's not good to start things on our own. In fact, the book of Philippians 1:6 says, "He that has begun a good work in you will bring it to completion." Not everything you start will come to completion. God has not promised you success in everything. He only promises you success in things that he himself initiates through you. And so it's good, even in very small matters, to see God's direction so that you do what you can be assured. Is it marriage? Don't enter into marriage unless you know the Lord is directing you. Is it a business? Seek the Lord to be the one to direct you. Is it a job? Seek the hand of God before you enter into it, so that when you are in it, you are assured of success.